October 6th, Tuesday. What is the mystery of communicating with God? To those who are willing to hold on to what God desires the most and the absolute plan that He has prepared as their covenant, God is searching for them even today. And even when He had removed him, He raised up David to be their king, of whom He testified and said, "I found in David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my will." Acts 13:22. For they refresh my spirit as well as yours. Give recognition to such people. 1 Corinthians 16:18. Communication with God. Numbers 21:5. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food." People of God are those who communicate with Him. Among them, God has given pastors the right to worship, the right to give blessings, and the right to make judgments. God has also relayed the correct mission to church officers and made the remnants align their direction with His. Knowing these facts, what must you confirm and remember from the entire Bible? Number one, the flow of the entire Bible. A message for the age. You can see God's message for the age through the flow of the entire Bible and the messages that are proclaimed from the headquarters. They are the flow of the covenant of Calvary, where Jesus finished everything, the covenant of Mount of Olives, which promised the works of God's kingdom, and the filling of the Holy Spirit, and the commissioning of those who held on to the covenant. Number two, the flow of the entire Bible. From the church to the field. This flow was relayed to the church. The works of the Holy Spirit that were promised to the church arose, and the main figures of grace were raised. They proclaimed the message of God's promise and explained the works that would take place in the future. Consequently, this flow was relayed to the field, and God's works arose every day. If these works take place for you, the answer of 24 hours will begin. For God's children, time in its entirety becomes the time to receive answers from Him. Therefore, your present hardships are God's message and answers for the age. Dear God, help me to remain inside the blessing of communicating with you. As I look at the Bible, help me to hold on to the clear reason why you have called me as my personal covenant. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.